This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Hello and welcome to Unequal Sequel
Extra.
Welcome to 2024. We are here. We're in the future, but now this is just the present, right? I'm trying to be all sciencey. I'm very tired.
I mean, strictly speaking, it's sort of the past because people are listening to this after we've recorded it.
But we're recording now. I just want to quickly explain to the listeners quickly what's going on. You're probably expecting, Dave, Rich, where's your big end of year roundup episode? Well, we have to finish 2023 first.
Yeah, we do. Because you never know, this movie that we're talking about today could be the best movie of the year.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, it ain't.
I wish it to Rich, we better get all the sequels out of the way before we do the big, fat, juicy best and worst, because you never know. Because I think, was it last year or year before, we did the end of year review and then we reviewed Matrix.
Yes.
And I didn't want that to happen again, for good or for worse.
Yeah,
I
thought, yeah.
Let's just get this last one out of the way. We can talk about this film because it's the last of the whatever and then whatever, and here we are. So anyway, quickly, Happy New Year, Rich.
Happy New Year, mate. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Me and Rich kind of had a 3 weeks off. I haven't done any podcasting in like 2.5 weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've done a lot of editing.
Yeah, you've been the man. Being a man.
If you've noticed a sudden dip in audio quality, it's because I'm doing the editing, not Dave.
it was great. I turned off completely, pretty much. So much so, when I came to log into my computer this morning, my home computer, the computer I use every day for, you know, every day of the year, I could not remember the password to log in.
Oh, dear.
So, I'm tired, I'm jet-lagged, but here we are. Happy Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Birthdays. We've done it all in the last 2.5 weeks.
Mm.
Smashed it.
Yeah.
Smashed it.
We have, haven't we?
You get 2024. Yes! Big year. Yes, how do we start it, Rich? How are we going to start this fantastic year?
We're going to start it with Aquaman 2. The Lost Kingdom? Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom?
Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. There's no colons, there's no twos.
Yeah.
It is the sequel to the 2016, but that's probably wrong. 2018's Aquaman, which made over $1 billion.
Did it?
At the box office.
Wow.
It was a big thing in the DCEU, which at this time, when 2018, when the first one came out, was still going. It's official now. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdoms is the end of the DCEU.
Yeah.
Of the Snyderverse.
The EU is
that.
Extended Universe, not European Union, right?
Yeah. Yes, quite right.
Yeah.
It's extended, not extra. So this is the last of that world with the Ben Affleck Batmans, the Henry Cavill Supermans, the Gal Gadot Wonder Womans. It's no more. It's kaput. We're ending it. This is it.
Yeah.
And like we said, we're getting all our sequels out of the way of 2023, and then we're going to 2024. So, Rich, and I can't wait to hear this one because God knows how you're going to explain the synopsis of this one. But what is the synopsis of Aquaman and the Lost Kingdoms?
Yeah. So Aquaman had a baby. Oh, that's the first 20 minutes of the movie.
It is.
Basically, Black Manta's back. Well, Black Manta's son is back as Black Manta. And has found himself a trident, a black evil trident. That's something to do with some long trapped ancient Atlantean-ish type dudes that, yeah, want to destroy the world through global warming.
I think this is where they're aiming
basically take every single trope of every single movie you can think of and throw it all in a pot. All the tropes. Because, of course, the baddies want global warming. Yeah, so... And Aquaman has to get his brother out of prison and for some reason, and because James Wan has watched Thor, Love and Thunder...
At one point, they even say Loki.
Yeah, he even calls him Loki at one point, which is a little on the nose. So does that mean that the Marvel Cinematic Universe exists in the DCEU?
It must do. Also, he says Azkaban, so Harry Potter.
Harry Potter exists as well. But essentially, it's a lot of Jason Momoa smirking his way through Atlantis and some very, very weird shit going down for no real reason.
And what's the thing that Black Manta's trying to collect?
I don't fucking
fuck
know.
Fuck knows is the answer to that. Oricum or something.
Yeah. It's like unobtainium, but not.
Yeah. Basically, Black Manta gets possessed. I'm going to say possessed.
Yeah, pretty much.
By the Black...
Sort of willingly possessed, though, I feel.
The Black Fork. Yeah. Through his hatred of Aquaman, who killed his father in the first... I'm partially right there.
And then Aquaman's dad had imprisoned the entity that's...
It's all about families.
I don't know. It's just... If you thought Fast and Furious had weird families, Aquaman 2, that's your weird family. But yeah. Lots of people come back, though. Lots of the cast are back.
Yes.
Yeah, including Amber Heard, who says three words, maybe?
Oh, she was heavily cut.
They pay her by the word.
I think somewhere on the cameroon floor, there's more of her character actually doing things, but then that whole Johnny Depp court case.
Well, this is well did after she, did that, she not, isn't did it? She,
like... Yeah, but there's still the cases, who was wrong and right, and it basically doesn't matter. They've pinned it on her, I think, at this point, that she's a... I think that's wrong or right.
Well, I think they both sound like awful people, but then that's not a surprise, is it, really?
That is no surprise. They are both horrible, horrible people. but it's just weird how she says a few things and then she's just standing in the background for about 90 minutes.
Yeah, she's treated a lot worse than Johnny Depp is, though.
It's weird, isn't it?
It is weird,
because
don't
she's
it?
A woman.
Yeah, that would be it. That would be it. I think that's unfair, you know. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know why they even bothered putting her in the movie, I suppose.
Well, they had to have the mother figures there somewhere.
Well, you say that, but does she actually interact with the baby? Is there any scene with her and the baby?
Right at the end. Spoilers. We're going to do spoilers. It's been out for 2 weeks. And frankly, probably no one cares.
Yeah. I can't see why anyone would care.
Superhero fatigue is a real thing. And so is this film that is not going to have any more after it. So no one cares. We're going to do spoilers. Yes, she holds the baby right at the end when the baby gets saved.
For the very first time.
Randall Park, who's also in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, that was weird too, wasn't it? And someone else completely wasted in this movie. Like, Randall Park basically does nothing. He's incredibly funny, and at no point is he funny in this movie.
They don't use his charisma at any point, his charm.
He's genuinely pointless. Like, he may as well not be in it. Like, they may as well just killed him off in the first couple of scenes, because, you know, what's the point?
I think most scenes in this film are pointless. It just, everything happens, and it's really, really easy.
Nicole Kidman's back, again, has two lines, I think. You know,
that's a weird character to have just, back.
Dolph
Lundgren's back as well.
He has more lines, I think.
He's got more to do in this. That was fun.
Yeah. Martin Short's back as the crab thing. Is he the crab thing?
No, Martin Short was the underground, the pirate squid lizard thing in the underground pirate world.
Okay.
The voice of the crab thing was John Rhys-Davies.
That's sorry. The crab guy's back.
Crab guy's back. Do you realize we're not calling them any of these people by their names because we still don't know their names after two movies?
I don't care either.
Patrick Wilson's back as Orm.
Yes, he's called Orm, isn't he? I remember that.
That's a surprise. I thought he was gone and buried.
I mean, it's not a surprise if you've seen the trailer, though, is it?
He's played a pretty good bad guy in the first one. Quick question. Do you like the first one, Aquaman film?
I thought it was all right.
Did you rewatch it for this?
No, I didn't rewatch it for this. You hated it, right?
Yes, I've watched it a few times because I just can't. I know a lot of people that really liked it and keep telling me it's a better film than I thought it was, and I can't see the film they watch.
I didn't hate it, but I also didn't like it. I came out again. Well, that's the thing. I've watched 2 hours of Jason Momoa smirk his way through a movie. Yeah, okay.
Do you know what? He's lovely in these films. Charisma literally carries this film.
It may as well be a Guinness advert, though. Like, the way he plays it, he's just like, yes. He couldn't give a fuck.
There's a point when they open the fridge and they hold on Guinness for a good 5 seconds.
Yeah. He talks about Guinness at least 3 times.
And he drinks Guinness at least 5 times in this film. With his father figure. Who is his father in the film? Not a figure.
I thought you were saying Tamara Morrison was actually Jason Momoa's dad for a minute there. And I was like, really?
That would be incredible. But I don't think it's true.
No.
When I wrote for Jump Cut Online, Reese, who we've had on this podcast, he gave the original 5 stars. And that's why I kept going back at it. Because I like Reese and I kind of agree with a lot of his choices of films.
I think he was watching the wrong movie.
He's got some hot takes. I don't know. I just keep going back and I think it's a weird film. Either I think you buy into it or you don't. And I think that, you know, the octopus playing the drums and stuff like that, I still can't get into it. And I can't understand why some underwater people need underwater ships.
I mean, there's a lot of this I can't understand at all. Like, the editing of this movie is horrible. Like, they genuinely jump from being above the water to underwater. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I was like, hang on, that guy's not got a mask on. How's he not drowning? Oh, they're not below the water? What the fuck? They were a second ago. Like, I just don't...
Yeah, I don't know how they saved Randall Park's character at the end.
I don't know.
From the underground watery cavern.
Not a clue. Literally
and next thing they're on that little island.
It's also like pressure isn't a thing either. You know, like under the sea is really, really high pressure.
We're
going
to go to the trench discussion again.
Just get squashed into a cube.
But the Atlanteans.
Yeah, but then Randall Park's not. I don't know.
I don't think we're meant to think about that. So we went into this film, and I have to say, it's had little press. It got a bit lucky when the strike's over and they could release Jason Momoa a little bit, but didn't have much press, didn't have like a big London premiere. What were your thoughts going in?
I mean, it's a complete non-event really, isn't it?
Yes.
Like I went to see it under protest almost.
Me too, mate. Let's go into our stories of where we saw it and when.
I saw it on New Year's Day. Right. And it was a toss-up between watching Saltburn on Amazon and going to the cinema to watch this. And I thought, no, it's New Year's Day. Get yourself out of the house. Go to the cinema and watch it. So I went about 8:30. It was me and 3 couples in the cinema. and about 20 minutes into the movie, one of those couples got up and left, which, you know, I can't blame them really.
At what point was that? What point was 20 minutes left? Has he saved his brother from the desert by that?
That's
point?
The bit. That's about the bit they were going. Like, I think he just got his brother out of the bit and they were just flopping back into the sea.
Right. Flopping back in the sea. Yeah.
And I think that's the point they kind of decided they'd had enough. Don't really know why. I mean, I don't think it was... It's such a non-event of a movie. It really is. Like... It'd be one of those films that if you watched it 20 years ago, you'd be talking about it like it's so bad it's good kind of thing. It'd be like a, you know, one of those movies where you go, oh my God, isn't this ridiculous?
Hmm.
But because we're so fatigued with superhero movies now, it just comes across as annoying. Like, I just found it really annoying. All of it.
It didn't offer anything new either.
No, no. It's so derivative. Yeah, absolutely. James Wan, I don't know what you're doing, mate. Honestly, he's basically trying to remake Thor: Love and Thunder, which was a crap film in the first place.
It is weird how they... I don't like to compare the DC stuff to the Marvel stuff because I like to, on its own merit and that. But it leans so much into that. And it's not the first film. Obviously, Thor wasn't the first film to do the whole brotherly journey thing. But when you're both superhero movies, you can't help but compare the two relationships, the brothers thing from the Thor and Loki.
Everything in this movie has been in another movie. You know, it's a really good example of Hollywood is out of ideas.
Mm.
Like, there was nothing new about this movie whatsoever. The CGI is poo.
Is it? Or is it just Aquaman CGI? How do you CGI underwater stuff? Like, how do you make that exciting?
Well, the way you make that exciting is by making people's faces really wibbly. Like, what's that about? I don't get it. I didn't like it. I didn't get it. Like,
well, at least you didn't go and see it on your birthday, Rich.
Oh, mate, you went and saw it on your birthday.
Happy birthday. I've been in Canada a few weeks, and I did get to see a couple of films out there, but didn't get to catch this one. And the only time between then and record date was my birthday. And I thought, well, you know, how bad it is. Well, I took my wife. She was with me. She fell asleep for most of it. And every time she woke up, she was like, the baby is a different... Is that the same child? She kept asking me. But it's played by at least five different babies, I think. Or I was like, well, it's probably twins. Okay? And then at some point, she opened up, watched a bit of the CGI and went, I'm going back to sleep here.
I mean, genuinely, there are there's at least three different babies on IMDb. Yeah. In the cast. Like, the baby is at least three different babies. Oh, no, oh my God. Hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different babies.
Well, she was correct then, wasn't she? She's nailed that. Nine babies.
1, 2, 3 sets of twins, by the look of it.
I mean, I know there's child laws and everything on movies, but...
But nine!
There has to be some kind of consistency, doesn't there? Sat through this, and I hate the first... Not hate. Yeah, let's say it. I hate the first film. I really don't like it. And I thought, I don't really want to watch this, but here we are, sequels away. And I don't know if it was my extreme jet lag or I was tired and I had... The expectations are so low.
Well,
came out of this and thought, well, that's at least better than the first one.
Did you?
But again, let's all just clarify for you and the listeners, I am an idiot. Whose opinions don't really matter. But yeah, I'm not going to say like it's incredible film or, you know, it's top tier. It's nowhere close to that.
It's just above hate.
But it's above... It's above hate, and it's above probably better than I expected, which was so low.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So low.
I thought the saving grace of this movie was that I was going into it and my expectations were so low, I couldn't possibly be anything but pleasantly surprised. I was wrong. I went into it with incredibly low expectations, and I came out of it going... That was fucking boring.
It's about 2 hours long, isn't it?
Yeah, it's too long. It's about 2 hours too long.
It's also, it's about half an hour shorter than the first one, which was also my argument of the first one was far too long.
Right, okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, again, it suffers from that thing that really, that bad movies suffer from, is it felt equally too long and then not long enough at the same time. Like, yes. There's no explanation of anything. There's no character building. There's no kind of sense of actual development of a story.
There's no standout scenes, Rich. Nah. I saw this film yesterday.
Nah.
And which bit did you really feel was great? And I'm like... At least in the first film, there's that scene of them on the boat with the trench, which is really scary. Do you remember it? And there's like these alien creatures coming out of the trench and they're all taking over the boat and it's this flare bit and it's really quite well shot and done.
I don't remember it. All I remember from the first one is Amber Heard's hair, like being red and floating around a lot.
Red and floating hair. Well, this scene, they were so good, they tried to make a spin-off movie of it called The Trench.
Oh, obviously, yeah, I heard about that.
Never happened.
Right.
But at least they had that one scene. At least you have Jason Momoa, who was really trying in that first film. This film, there was no scene like that. Nothing that you could go, oh, there's this cool,
Yeah, yeah.
It's so forgettable and nonsensical that it's just going to, well, I'm going to think I've had a fever dream once in a while about it. And like, do you remember when that octopus came to rescue on a seahorse?
What? Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing though, right?
Remember his little friend, the talking, like not talking octopus, that'd be mental.
Well, yeah, virtually talking octopus though, isn't it? Like, but he's talking in the same way that like R2-D2 talks.
Yes. Well, he can talk to animals, not animals, fish, and the ring thing, which made me laugh a few times because it's just horrifically done.
On the the octopus thing, like, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if this is some sort of fever dream.
Fever dream, Rich, come on.
But is there a point where Jason Momoa asks an octopus if its ink is piss?
Yes, that does happen.
What the fuck is that? Like, I mean, genuinely, I could see this, like I say, I could see this movie being one that people watch and go, it's so bad, it's good. If it hadn't been for the fact that it's so bad, it's bad.
It's just forgettable.
It is completely forgettable.
We've gone to so many superhero films this year.
Yeah.
Like, too many. I mean, I think we've had 3 DC films and, 3 Marvel films?
I'm just glad this is ending. You know, I just don't. I don't want any more.
This is the final nail in the coffin.
Is there one Marvel movie out in 2024? I think I saw the other day. I was like, thank God for that.
I'm not quite sure we even have a Marvel movie coming out in 2024.
I mean, I'll take that.
I mean, I think we got 3 Spidey Universes films, those ones.
Oh, yeah, we've got Madam Web, haven't we? And yeah, I'm sort of not even counting those as Marvel.
I don't think Marvel really wants to count as Marvel most of the time.
It's have we got just Venom 3 this year?
Venom 3, I think. We're going to have the Kraven the Hunter.
Oh,
got Madam Web.
Madam Web. Yeah, I just wish I saw the trailer for before this movie.
Yes, it was the trailer for me as well. I thought, what the fuck's going on?
And I was like, this
okay.
Looks rubbish.
Dakota Johnson, I'm not a fan. But a lot of people just don't care about this film anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you want to do a quick Rotten Tomatoes just for the first and the second?
Oh, yeah. Go on then.
That might be fun to
okay.
Gear you
Let's
up.
Let's do it.
Okay. So the first one.
The first movie.
Released in 2018, 2 hours, 23 minutes long.
I can't imagine anyone particularly loving it, but then like you've just said, Reese did.
Oh,
so
he
gave it 5 stars. Mm. So mate, there are going to be a few people, but I don't think many people are going to be on that same wavelength. I would say... 48%.
48%. Okay. It is 66%.
Oh, that is a lot better than I thought.
It's a lot better than I thought.
I suppose that might be a lot of 3 out of 5s, maybe. Because I don't hate the first one. I think it's average. You know, I think it's, you know, it's fine.
out of the DCU stuff, or DCEU now we're calling it.
Yeah.
Where does it sit in that lot for you?
Oh, well, they're all a mess, aren't they? It'd be easier to pick good ones out rather than bad ones, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's better than Batman versus Superman, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think I enjoyed it more than Batman versus Superman, but then I really did hate that. It's not as good as the first Wonder Woman. It is better than Wonder Woman 84. It's better than that shocking pile of Justice League nonsense. I don't know, mate.
Is it better than Shazam, the one we
No, it's not better than Shazam. I rewatched Shazam just recently, and I really enjoyed it.
What, the second one?
The first one. No, the first one again.
What about the second one?
The first one's all right, yeah. I think the first one's okay.
The second one.
It's definitely not as good as the second Shazam. Okay. I think the second Shazam's better than this. I haven't seen Blue Beetle. I don't know if that's any good.
I quite enjoyed Blue Beetle.
I put this on the level with maybe like Black Adam. Like the first Aquaman, sorry, and Black Adam, I'd put on like a level.
Like, they feel very the same. They're
both
trying to do
not
the same
great,
things.
But you know, also not worth complaining about either.
No. Audience score for the first one.
Maybe audiences would like it a bit more. Depends how many people in China watched it, because they like Under the Sea stuff, don't they?
25,000 plus ratings on Rotten Tomatoes.
I would say. So Chris has got 68, did you say?
66.
I'm going to go pretty close to that with 69 dudes.
72.
Oh, well, I wasn't a mile away, but yeah.
Not a mile away.
Fine.
Aquaman of the Lost Kingdom, 2 hours, 4 minutes, released in 2023. It's got 187 reviews currently for critics.
I can't imagine critics liking this. Everyone's bored of superhero movies now. I'm going with 35%.
You've nailed it, 35%.
Oh, is that the first time I've got one?
I think it might have been. Congratulations,
Rich.
That's
the first time I've actually got one.
You're a critic. Well done.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair.
35%. I'm really proud of you. audience score, there've been 1,000 plus ratings. Where do you think that's?
I think audience will give it a little bit higher. So I'm going to go with 48%.
81%.
Fuck off! 81%! Holy shit! Audiences are idiots.
For once, you're a critic and not an audience person. Yeah. I was shocked when I read it as well. I was like, I've got to get that into conversation at some point.
That is a massive difference between the critics and the audience.
I mean, we can go into this. It's only 1,000 plus ratings so far, but how many people are waiting to watch this when they, for like home, like the release?
Well, yeah, true.
You went into it and there was four couples, right?
Yeah.
My screen and I went into it, I thought it was going to be a lot quieter. I thought it was a Tuesday afternoon. It was pretty full. Like there was quite a lot of people in there, kids and adults.
I was going to say schools aren't back yet though. So there's probably a lot of parents who are at the end of their tether in the Christmas holidays.
That's true.
Pulling their hair out and going like, right, that'll waste 2 hours. That'll keep the kids quiet for 2 hours.
And you know what? It was a good waste of time for the kids. So, so that's the last. I can't believe it. 81 wouldn't even put it.
That's insane. Even put it
close to that. We've gone to what we thought. We've gotten to best bits, worst bits. Is there anything in there? Like, I've got nothing. Like stand out, but for you, nothing as well.
No,
not even
absolutely.
Not about the chemistry between Patrick Wilson and Jason Momoa. Anything there?
No,
for
No, because there isn't any. There's very little.
I thought they were okay together.
They're okay, but that's the thing. Like Patrick Wilson plays Patrick Wilson. He's the same in every movie, basically, isn't he? Like
he's a good actor. Patrick
he's very
Wilson.
Stoic, and he's very buff in this movie. I would also
he looks great.
Also,
looks great.
I think the only things that stand out to me are like how glaringly obvious how much Amber Heard was cut. Like how like she's basically a bit of scenery. I found it annoying though. I found it genuinely annoying that she kept popping up and not saying anything.
Mm. I found it really frustrating.
Like paying her by the word or what? What's going on? It's rubbish. That's just I don't know. I can't think of anything that really stands out, to be honest.
Yeah, because you mentioned the bad stuff, which is mainly the script, the special effects.
The editing. the direction.
Basically the film. Let's just say the film.
The film, yeah.
I don't think Jason Momoa is bad in these movies.
No, he's
movies.
Not, but he just clearly doesn't care.
He's the best thing in Fast and Furious 10, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he's nothing like that in this. Like,
he tries to.
He's just smirky in this one.
And hollering, yeah, he does a lot of stuff like that.
But it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit the rest of the movie very well. His character doesn't fit with the movie. Like, he plays it very light, but the movie tries to play it very dark.
Yeah,
it doesn't gel at all. Like,
I agree with that 100%, actually, Rich. I think sometimes people in these films are in a different movie.
Yeah. Yeah. The best bits are like when the baby's pissing in his face, which, you know, it's just the same, again, same generic strong bloke with a baby kind of stuff that you see in every movie of a strong man with a baby, you know? Like, baby humbles tough guy.
Did you like the ending, how they reveal themselves? And
no. I can't remember anything about the ending being... I didn't stay for the credit stuff, by the way. I thought, what's the point?
The mid-credits thing, there was an end because they weren't going to carry on.
Yeah.
But the credits thing is that they've got Orm. He's having a burger on land and he tries it just before the credits.
Yeah.
But in the credits, a cockroach walks past and he picks up the cockroach and puts that in and then he eats the burger and thinks it's nicer.
Right, okay.
And that's the end of the DCEU.
Great. I mean, that is quite a fitting end, actually.
Nail in the coffin.
Yeah, yeah.
Rate it. Where are we going to go with that? Unequal sequel, yes or no, out of 7.
I would say it's an unequal sequel. I don't think it's good as the first one. I think the first one is passable. Like, I'd give the first one like 2.5 probably stars, maybe 3 stars out of 7. Cool.
And generous.
I think it's blandly fine. Whereas this one, I think, is worse. But you thought this one was better than the first one?
I would call this an unequal sequel because I've enjoyed this more than the first one.
Wow, okay. But maybe it's because it's your birthday, though. And maybe because you were really jet-lagged.
Jet-lagged. Really, you couldn't get any lower expectations than I was hoping. And I came out and I thought, okay, that's about... I think that's better than the first one. That's how I think in my head. I think that's better than the first one.
To put it into context...
Oh, God.
We had a massive power cut yesterday for hours, and I was more entertained during that than I was watching this movie.
That's fair enough. So what would you give it out of 7?
Like, a 1.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it's a
1-star movie for me.
I'm going a 2-star movie, but I'm glad we watched it ahead of the big end of year roundup.
Yes.
It'll be next year. Not next year. Next week.
Next week. This year,
2024. We have to pick our three best films and our three worst films. And I know a lot of people get angry about worst lists.
Yeah.
But hey, we're a sequel podcast.
And it's just ours. We're not saying they are the worst films. They're the ones that we dislike the most.
Yes. I think it's a clear winner for me. Let's not ruin it. Let's not ruin next week.
And also, I would say, when we say best films and worst films, do we have to say the ones that... I mean, I might have ones that are good for objectively decent films that I just really hated.
No, they have to be whatever your opinion is.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that's... Yeah, I don't know. I have to think on that a bit more, how to justify it.
And then we're also going to pick our 3 films that we're most looking forward to in 2024.
Films or sequels, yeah, I was going to say.
Sequels.
Yeah. That makes it slightly tougher.
And we feel like it's quite safe to do because there's no sequels released in January. So there's no rush for us to do this until it looks like mid-March at this point.
Yeah, true.
So I would like to know what other people think of Aquaman 2 and the Lost Kingdom of Skulls, or the island and nectar points they go at some point and stuff like that. It's all in there.
Has anyone made any money? I mean, has it made any money?
Okay, people are surprised that it has made more money than they thought. I mean, it's not going to get over the $1 billion mark.
Right.
The Flash, for example, only made 270 in its whole
run. Oh, right, okay. How much did this cost?
Oh, I don't know. But this is already at 255, and it's only been going for 2 weeks. So that
it cost 205, apparently. Its budget is 205, so it's got to make at least $500 million to break even, surely.
I don't think it'll get there, but it's made more money than the Marvels. This is what everyone's, you know, this is the whole superhero fatigue. Everyone's fed up with these.
Yeah.
And I'm I'm not quite sure what's the film. I mean, Deadpool 3 is the one this year that... Oh, that's a Marvel film. That's coming out this year, I guess.
That was going to be in one of my looking forward tos.
Yeah, so that's a Marvel film now. I think that will make a lot of money, but I'm worried about all the rest of them. Because we've had that big problem with Jonathan Majors recently with the Kang disaster. Are they going to recast? Are they going to stop all that? Oh, God. It's very exciting for me and Rich. You should see his face. He's excited.
I'm very excited.
Anyway, let us know what you think about Aquaman 2, if you've seen it. Because I'm pretty sure no one's seen it.
And the way you let us know about that is by getting in touch using social medias and other various different ways, carrier pigeons, etc. So you will find us on most of the social media platforms. We're on that silly Twitter thing that isn't Twitter anymore. We're on Threads, we're on Blue Sky, we're on Twitter, I said, didn't I already? What else are we on? TikTok. That's what I meant. We're on
TikTok.
YouTube. We're on YouTube now. I don't know if we get comments and stuff from YouTube or how that works, but hey, we're on there.
You
can send us an email. We're unequalsequel@hotmail.com. So you can get in touch with all those things. Instagram, we're on that as well. You can see stuff. If you really like us, you can go to anotherslice.com/unequalsequel, where you can pay $2.99 a month to join our subscription service. It's quite good value, really. You get loads of extra stuff. You get me and Dave having to watch the Twilight movies at the moment.
It's nearly over.
It's nearly over. Just two more to go. So yeah, get yourself over there and give that a listen. While you're around, if you want to give us a rating, 5 stars would be lovely. Taps out a review, just means other people can find the podcast too. Please like and share our episodes and tweets and all that kind of stuff so that you can show other people that might like about the podcast. Let them know as a New Year treat. We will be back with some interview episodes very soon. Series 6 is coming, and Series 7 will also come this year too. We promised you 2 series this year.
We're going to do it.
It will happen. So you'll have Series 6 and 7 this in 2024. It's going to be a bumper year. So yeah, keep listening. Subscribe. Do all that stuff.
Wow. First one of the year, and you nailed it again.
I thought I switched it up a little bit. You know, I moved things around a bit.
I feel like we're going to put a podcast in now. Thank you, everyone, for getting in contact. And thank you, everyone, that sent like wishes and Christmas wishes and birthday wishes and New Year's wishes and all that. That was very, very kind of everyone. We are going to smash 2024. I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my bones. Love is all around me. Come on, baby, let it show. I've got nothing else to say. I know this month is going to be sequel light, as in new releases. When I say sequel light, I mean none. So we'll find some things to do. Next week's the big year roundup, and then the end of the month roundup will come that. I've got an idea for the week that everyone's worried about. So the one person that said, can you do a Doctor Who episode, the Christmas special? No, is the answer to that, because there's better Doctor Who episodes than we can probably do podcasts out there.
Go listen to a Doctor Who podcast.
Jordan King has just started one, in fact.
Ah, nice.
Friend of the podcast, being a guest. It's called Ooey, Ooey, Ooh. You know, the ooh, doo-doo-doo-doo. And then go listen to him if you want to hear about Doctor Who. But we probably will talk about it in the January end of month. Because we recorded the Christmas one, December one, early. And there's some stuff I want to talk about at the end of December that's happening or happened. God, I'm going on. I'm boring myself. I'm so sorry. It is a goodbye from me. Bye-bye. It is goodbye from him.
Bye.
See you in the next one. Sequel to this one. See you later. Bye-bye.
I love how you said we were good at podcasting and then you said you were boring yourself.
Classic us.
Right. It's like, oh, we're good at this. No, we're rubbish again.
I think that's what people want. We give people what they want, which is, I was about to say us being boring, but us being us.
Yeah, us being unprofessional.
Let's leave it at that.